Why would anyone go to the negotiating table with the parties that are at war and Syria? You have the legitimate Alawite government of Bashar al-Assad. No one questions the legitimacy of the Assad regime. Now, they question what it is that he's doing, but he's legitimate. By all accounts, the people of Israel, of Syria think that Assad is legitimate. His approval ratings are higher than President Trump's are. Now, who is it that is trying to take, and why is there a civil war? They say it's a civil war. Is it? It is a war that was begun by ISIS, the Islamic State, and the Levant. I wonder who created the Islamic State and the Levant, and what did they what purpose did they create it for? They created it to destabilize. If the rebels that John McCain and company have armed in Syria were actually to win, somebody wrote about this. I read this morning. These are Sunni radical Muslims. What do you think is going to happen to the Christian peoples of Syria? Well, I got to answer that question. Here you go. You want to play devil's advocate? People want to tell you that, well, the War Powers Act had to. Again, you're making the mistake of thinking it's our flipping business. It's not our flipping business. If you're going to join the UN, join the UN and act like you joined the UN. Stop acting like you're not a member of the UN. You don't get to act unilaterally here. This arrogance. Well, we need someone to play devil's advocate. Really? Listen to this. A statement issued. Here, you want a devil's advocate argument against this insanity? Here you go. A statement issued by the Patriarchates of Antioch and all the East for the Greek Orthodox, Syrian Orthodox, and Greek Melkite Catholic churches. I have validated this document. This is a joint statement signed by these religious leaders who are in Syria. They're not hanging out on your street, eating bonbons in front of the television, laying around getting a suntan and enjoying the bombing on television. They actually live there. They heard them flying over their heads. They're the ones that would be governed by the Sunni whack job radical Muslims. Let's see what they think about this. I'll read this to you. A statement issued by the Patriarchates of Antioch and all the East for the Greek Orthodox, Syrian Orthodox, and Greek Melkite Catholic churches. Byline, Damascus, 14 April 2018. This is after the bombing. Here's a letter. Quote, God is with us. Understand all ye nations and submit yourselves. We, the patriarchs, John X, Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Antioch and all the East, Ignatius Afram II, Syrian Orthodox Patriarch of Antioch and all the East, and Joseph Absi, Melkite Greek Catholic Patriarch of Antioch, Alexandria, and Jerusalem, condemn and denounce the brutal aggression that took place this morning against our precious country, Syria, by the United States, America, France, and the UK. Under the allegations that the Syrian government has used chemical weapons, we raise our voices to affirm the following. One, this brutal aggression is a clear violation of the international laws and the UN Charter because it is an unjustified assault on a sovereign country member of the UN. It's exactly what I have been telling you here, folks. Number two, it causes us great pain that this assault comes from powerful countries to which Syria did not cause any harm in any way. Three, the allegations of the USA and other countries that the Syrian army is using chemical weapons and that Syria is a country that owns and uses this kind of weapon is a claim that is unjustified and unsupported by sufficient and clear evidence. Four, the timing of this unjustified aggression against Syria when the Independent International Commission for Inquiry was about to start its work in Syria undermines of the work of this commission. Five, this brutal aggression destroys the chances for a peaceful political solution and leads to escalation and more complications. Six, this unjust aggression encourages the terrorist organizations and gives them momentum to continue in their terrorism. Seven, we call upon the Security Council of the UN to play its natural role in bringing peace rather than contribute to escalation of wars. Eight, we call upon, now listen to this, we call upon all churches in the countries that participated in the aggression to fulfill their Christian duties according to the teachings of the gospel and condemn this aggression and to call their governments to commit to the protection of international peace. Nine, we salute the courage, heroism, and sacrifices of the Syrian Arab Army, which courageously protects Syria and provides security for its people. We pray for the souls of the martyrs and the recovery of the wounded. We are confident that the army will not bow before the external or internal terrorist aggressions. They will continue to fight courageously against terrorism until every inch of the Syrian land is cleansed from terrorism. We likewise commend the brave stand of countries which are friendly to Syria and her people. We offer our prayers for the safety, victory, and deliverance of Syria from all kinds of wars and terrorism. We also pray for peace in Syria and throughout the world and call for strengthening the efforts of the national reconciliation for the sake of protecting the country and preserving the dignity of all Syrians. You want a devil's advocate argument? There you go. The people that would allegedly be cured by our bellicosity don't want to be cured by our bellicosity. Why? Because they see our bellicosity for what it is, aiding the bad guys. They see the Syrian army as being on their side. They see the Syrian government as being on their side. As we've told you over and over and over and over again, you people that are giving in to this nonsense that there was some sort of an action that had to be imminent and had to be decisive and had to be violent, would you say to the patriarchates, tell them to go pound sand? What, they're idiots? They don't know what they're talking about? We know better?